Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17, 96.3, KKLZ, Mike and Carla, Morning Show waking you up. It is Friday. It's Friday today, right?
Oh, my God, finally.
6:07.
I haven't known what day it was all week long. I just haven't known.
Looking forward to a long holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, a lot of people will say, hey, happy Memorial Day. You celebrating?
I just went through that on Facebook Live. No.
Okay, good.
No, just have a good Memorial Day, but it's not a happy Memorial Day.
You don't celebrate Memorial Day weekend.
No. If you are celebrating someone, you know, who you lost, I suppose, then by God, do that.
You're celebrating their life.
Yes. And by God, to all those who served, who are listening this morning, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your service.
Yes.
So, 3-day weekend.
We just
have to get through Friday, and we go.
Wild weekend, huh?
Lots of stuff going on.
I know there is a lot of stuff going on, as always.
Mm-hmm.
As already planning Monday. Already planning. Gonna go down to the T-Mobile this Monday. Yep, going down. Wasn't able to make it last Friday, so we're going down. It's Monday. Gonna go down there early, and it's the first game.
First game. For the Stanley Cup playoff, it's going to be our Vegas Golden Knights against those bad boys.
Yeah, I know.
From Washington, the Capitals.
Yeah, how many people out there are just bored stiff right now? We haven't had hockey. We haven't had Golden Knights hockey since Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm so bored.
For a whole week.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what's going to happen?
Don't, Mike, don't.
After this series is over.
I'm just going to sit in my chair and rock until, what is it, October, right?
Watch replays.
You and I, we talked about it off the air, and I found myself doing the same thing. No hockey, so I was watching baseball, which I love.
Right.
But it's like, it's a great game.
Very slow.
Oh,
very
my God.
Mundane.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Not too early to night up, though. Night up.
Oh, my God. Yes, night up.
When they drop the puck at 5 o'clock, T-Mobile Arena on Monday. And by the way, if you're going to be down there, Toshiba Plaza, look for Carla. She's going to be the one all tatted up.
I'll be the one tatted up. Woo!
With her VJK. All right. Sunshine breezy today and right through the weekend. Going to be nice. 88 the high today. Mid-80s on Saturday and upper 80s on Sunday, 73 now. First dose of some cheap, trashy Chattagossip Entertainment tabloid news coming up.
For Memorial Day, you know him as Hootie. Hootie and Jimmy Fallon did a song for our troops.
All right, more on that, plus some other stories after Bowie and Fame, KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
I don't know who this person is, but he's a soccer legend. Ronaldinho, I don't know who this is, but he's marrying two women, Mike.
What?
Yeah. At a ceremony that it'll be in August. The three of them have been living together at his estate in Rio since this past December. Yeah. Now, that's not legal here, but apparently it's legal there. So,
in
Rio? Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like
guys,
summer lovers.
It is. It absolutely is. Yeah. Marrying two women. So,
wow.
Okay, then. I mean, you know what? Why you'd want more than one wife? I don't know, Ronaldo, you know. I don't know. You get to tell everybody how your day was. Geez. Hair has been chosen as NBC's next live musical. That will be sometime later this year, which will be cool. That's a great musical. And former frontman of Hootie and the Blowfish, and of course now a country superstar, Darius Rucker, and Jimmy Fallon sang a song honoring the troops. It's called I Only Want to Thank the Troops.
Army Coast Guard.
I love when Darius is Hootie again. I love it. And just quickly, I want to. She turned 70 years old tomorrow, Mike. Stevie Nicks. Happy birthday
what?
To Stevie Nicks. Turned 70 years old tomorrow.
Man.
Hello. I know. Where does the time go? 70. Yes, happy birthday, Steph. Yeah, the edge of
good for
the
her.
Edge of 70, honey. Enjoy your day.
You know what? She doesn't spin like she used to, but
no,
she still spins.
She still spins. Does a little slower now.
Yep.
You might pop a hip, so you got to do a little slower.
Never know.
That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. So many stages, so many venues. No need to go anywhere else.
6:30, half past the hour. Well, graduation time is here.
Yes, it is.
Senior pranks in the air. And a kid's in trouble for pulling a senior prank that made me think about you, Carla Ray.
Ah, yes. Yep.
Talk more about that in about 7 minutes. Former June Fest headliner Joe Jett, Blackhearts 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Don't forget, you can still buy tickets starting as low as $29 plus tax and fees.
Do it!
June Fest, Saturday, June 9th, over at Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Senior day, or graduation.
Yeah.
So you have senior pranks.
Sure.
I'll be honest, I can't remember our senior prank. It was that long ago, maybe. Read this story and thought about you, Carla. This 18-year-old kid in Missouri has been banned from his high school graduation because he played a senior prank where he listed the school for sale on Craigslist. He made a reference to the school losing a bunch of students. And, of course, he was talking about his class graduating.
Yeah.
They thought it was a threat.
Right. Gosh,
so here's,
no.
Here's the kid talking about it.
I think they're overreacting. The other people were going to do, like, releasing live mice or, you know, building a beach in the front, like, lobby area. I'm like, nah, let's do something more laid back. Lots of students because the senior class is graduating.
So, I can't remember what we did for a class prank, senior class prank.
I did just that. I put the school up for sale and I stole a for sale sign. Put it from somebody's yard, and then I put it in the paper. $199. I put Reno High School up for sale.
Because you didn't have a Craigslist back then.
No, exactly. It was in the paper, and they started getting calls in the front office because that's the number that I put.
That's why I said when I saw this story, it made me think about you.
Yeah.
Now, here's the kid's mom. Here's the kid's mom talking about it.
They didn't see a credible threat. They all kind of had a little chuckle about it, but they wanted him to understand that you could see how other people would see that as a threat. He apologized. He tried to make things right.
But this kid's been banned from graduating with his class, which I think is maybe a little too much.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think it's too much, too. It was all in fun. It was totally all in fun. I mean, that's harmless.
It beats letting mice go in the school.
Right. Yeah. I did like the beach idea, though. That was great. In the entryway.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
Does anybody else listening this morning, bright and early this morning, do you remember your senior prank?
Wow.
What you did or what the class before you or after you did?
Or are there teachers out there who are experiencing them now?
Yeah.
You know? We got a lot of teachers listening.
Mm-hmm. Open up the phone line, 702-739-9636. If you remember, we're a part of, we'd love to hear from you. Text or call. What was your senior prank? Poor kid got in trouble in Missouri, banned from graduating with his class because he simply put the school up for sale on Craigslist.
What's the big deal?
Said they're going to lose a lot of students, and the administration thought it was a threat.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm talking about graduation. We're leaving.
Yes, the seniors are moving on.
So he's been banned.
Oh, that's funny. Well, some people had some good ones. Natalie said, we set cheapy alarm clocks to go off in the library at 2-minute intervals. They would go. That's good. That's clever.
See, that's a lot of work.
That's the thing. You got to get to school early to do these
things.
Yeah,
you do.
Dylan, we let pigs loose in the school. Oh, my God.
Pigs.
Wow, pigs. Jesse, we hired a mariachi band to go to our principal's office and play all day long. He was less than thrilled.
All day.
All day. And Avery says, This is actually really harmless. We filled the teacher's lounge with balloons as far as the eye could see. They could barely walk through them. They enjoyed it, but it was a bit of a pain.
Rachel, what about you? What was your senior prank?
We put live chickens in the bathroom and zip-tied all of the lockers shut.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, no kidding.
When the class president owns a farm, you borrow their chickens.
It's automatic. We got to do this. We got the chickens.
Oh, my gosh. Can you say where you went to high school?
I went to Spanish Springs High School in Reno, Nevada.
Get out of here.
We were class of 2005.
That's so cool. I'm from Reno. Spanish Springs is a newer school. I went to Reno High.
That's one of the older schools in Reno, yes.
It's clearly. Like the original, actually. It's the original high school in Reno. But yeah, Spanish Springs, cool, cool high school, too, man. They have the good team now.
Do they?
Yeah, that's so cool. I love it.
Rachel, thanks a lot for the call. And by the way, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go!
Is this the real life?
7:10, a little bit later on this hour, Shaggy, Sting, going to be in town. We got those tickets to give away a little bit later on this hour. Carla Ray's been going down memory lane on Facebook.
Well, yeah, somebody actually, you know, just a fan of the show had posted, what do you wish was still open in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
And, man, going down this list, the old Wet n Wild,
yep.
Moby Grape,
I
the
ask
Riviera.
You, why would anybody want the Moby Grape?
Well, it was a happening place at the time.
You stuck to the floor. It smelled like smoke and other stuff. And
you did. Calamities was on there as well. Calamity Chains. Yeah, oh, that was rough.
But great live music.
Yes, absolutely.
Places rocked.
At some of these places, the Showboat. The Aladdin Theater for the Performing Arts.
Which is still kind of there.
Sort of, yeah.
But not
Scandia.
Really.
Wow, that went away pretty early on.
Yeah.
Alias Smith and Jones. Let's not even. I can't with that. That was the best.
What was the other one you mentioned
just
off the air? Michelle's Cafe?
Oh, Cafe Michelle.
Cafe Michelle.
Yeah, Cafe Michelle. Port Tack.
Mm-hmm.
All of these
Alpine
places
Village.
That were such... Yes, Alpine Village. And there is Mike the Tillerman.
I wish that was still open.
Gosh, so do I.
I don't know what happened or when it happened. I was driving east on Flamingo.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd stop by and just see what was going on there.
Right.
It was gone. It was something else.
Man, there are those places that we forget about that, you know, they're just... They'll never be again.
You mentioned the Flame.
Yeah, the Flame. I know, and I both said, is that both...
And
is
you
it
and I,
still open?
They closed that down?
I know. I thought it was still open.
That was the guy
open.
In the tuxedo holding the lobster.
Yes, holding the lobster. That's right. Yes.
That
Odyssey
was a great
Records.
Place.
Tower Records
yeah.
also. Wow, that's just some really cool places that were such a big part of Las Vegas. Red Rock Theaters. Those were cool. There were a lot of movie theaters in there.
I remember when I first got to Las Vegas doing radio over at KLUC in a... The afternoon guy at the time, Craig Hunt.
Yo, yeah.
Basically furnished that. His apartment with electronics from Wild Wild West.
Oh, wow.
Commercial Center. He just started trading out everything. He must have had like 8 TVs, 4 or 5 stereos.
Oh, my gosh.
And all this other stuff.
Oh, that's
boom
funny.
Boxes.
Well, what was the one home of the $1 install? Which one was that?
What was that?
Over, it was on Sahara, too. Audio Express.
Audio Express? There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to add to the list? 702-739-9636. Text or call. 725. Got those tickets for Sting, Shaggy. Going to tell you how to win those in just a couple of minutes. We were talking about those places you wish were still around Vegas, especially if you've been here for a while.
Yeah, got a great list, boy. Landmark, Houlihan's, the Green Shack, GMF Motors.
If I can sell you a car, I will.
If I can finance you. And
who's that? Fred?
Yes, Fred. Okay. The Shark Club, Tower of Pizza,
mm-hmm.
Leatherby's, Noggles.
Love the Noggles.
The Hunt Ridge. First Cafeteria.
Wow.
And Mike, the Troubadour.
You know what? Troubadour, Paradise Alley, Brewery. Rob called in. Our good friend Rob called in and said, how about Spring Fever?
I didn't know
Kinda
Spring Fever.
Kind of caught you off guard.
Yeah.
Which was basically, they used to call it something else.
Yes.
Let me just say this. It was on Boulder Highway.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of spas in rooms, and you rented it by the hour.
Yes.
What does that tell you?
Yes. Yeah.
So.
a bathhouse, basically.
Brad, what about you? Do you have a couple of places?
I have two of them. Back in the day when I was growing up over there on Cheyenne, there was a little water park called the Hydra Tube.
Wow.
Yeah, right cool. there at Pecos in Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
The little building's there still, but all the everything else is gone.
All right.
The other one is I wish they would bring back over here, and I think they still have it in California, is the Rally's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They had the best fries, and I totally wish they would bring that back over here.
Good call.
That's cool.
Hey,
yes,
give us a Go
man.
Knights Go.
Go Knights Go!
Vicky, what do you miss here in Vegas?
The Sahara Saloon on Boulder Highway in Sahara. They had the best food.
I have a couple of people who have texted that. Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Awesome.
It was great because it had a casino attached, a little casino, and you could eat and then go gamble and a drink. And, I mean, it was cool.
Vicky, thanks a lot for the call. Give us your Go Knights Go.
Oh, Go Knights Go!
Go Knights Go! Love it. All right, Sting, Shaggy, gonna be in town. Park Theater at the Park MGM. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. You know what? We'll make it easy for you this morning. Caller number 9. Fast fingers, get them going. 702-739-9636. Good luck. I would climb any mountain. Diana Perry, she picked up the tickets. Sting, Shaggy, Park Theater, Park MGM. That's going to be in October from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in next. McCartney and Wings, Live and Let Die, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Every Friday at about this time, we bring in Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. And there's only one movie to talk about, right?
There's only one. It's Memorial Day.
Of course.
So, you know, kind of like this is Star Wars came out in 77, which kind of set the precedent for your summer movies. There wasn't anything like that until Star Wars came along. Old Parkway Theater on Maryland Parkway is gone
that's
now.
Right.
It's where the Best Buy is. I go there and kind of cry sometimes.
Just sit on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I did. I stood in line. Here when I was 11.
So it's all about the Han Solo movie.
So this is an origin story. So we get to figure out all those questions we've had for the last 30 years. It's like, how did Han Solo get his name? How did he meet Chewbacca? How did he become a smuggler and a scoundrel? And so, all these.
We're wondering all this stuff?
Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
In the original film, all these phrases like, hey, the Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. Just things like, quoted that meant nothing, right?
Right.
And now we get to go on the Kessel Run, you know?
And
Woody Harrelson is also a smuggler, and his character brings kind of his gang together and gets Han Solo on the path to being a scoundrel.
Right.
And, you know, so it's essentially a space western. And we rob a space train. We rob a bank. We have poker games. You know, that's where we meet. I know, we meet Lando Calrissian, but Donald Glover is on fire right now. Not with only music and Atlanta on FX, but he is great as the pansexual Lando Calrissian. God. That's what they're claiming
he
is.
Wow, yeah.
The first hour of the movie is kind of slow, but it does pick up, and it's a great, fun, original story. And Alden Ehrenreich, who plays Han Solo, and him and Chewbacca have some of the greatest scenes, you know?
That's cool.
So you just feel that camaraderie and that friendship that's going to carry on through all the films. This is where it all began. Overall, I had a good time with it. I really did. And it comes in at like 2 hours and 15 minutes, so it'll give you a lot of good Star Wars dose there for all the fans.
Oh, you're excited about
that's
this.
Cool.
I did. I'm wearing my Star Wars shirt.
I know
it's radio.
I love it. That's cool.
I saw the original when I was 11, and it means a lot to me, you know?
I will say that everybody should see the original. Mike, you should actually see the original because
you mean the original?
It started it all. That's the one that I saw. Actually, I saw the first two.
I mean, there used to be jokes.
I know.
There used to be jokes back in the 70s. Like, I'm the only person who's ever seen Star Wars.
I know.
It's
out now on demand. You can get it now.
Good.
Wait a minute. Have you seen Empire Strikes Back?
No.
He hasn't seen any.
Oh my gosh.
I watch you talk about this movie, and all I see is blah blah blah.
No. And we've got huge Star Wars fans.
We do.
Listeners.
I've not felt sympathy or sorry for someone in a long time.
Well, thank you.
There he is right
well appreciate
there. Long holiday weekend. Maybe
follow
Star
him
Wars.
On YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. 8:05, some cheap, trashy Chattagospee Entertainment tabloid news coming up.
You are picking their set list. I'll tell you who it is.
All right, we'll find out more about that and other stories after the Eagles.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
So a 14-year-old girl, she loves Weezer. She discovered the Toto song Africa because she was watching Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So she got the bright idea of trying to convince Weezer to record a cover of it. Even set up a Twitter account, the whole bit. Well, they did do a cover of Toto's Rosanna.
My daughter, Nicole, that's her favorite band.
Toto?
No, Weezer.
Weezer. Oh, Weezer's awesome. They really are. They're cool.
She loved them in junior high, high school.
Oh, wow.
And to this day, if they were playing somewhere, she would go see them.
Oh, the sweater song.
Yeah.
It's the sweater song. Yeah, this is really...
Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, they didn't do that part. Well, sounds good, though.
It does sound good, and a lot of people have picked up on Toto now because of Stranger Things. So yeah. Everything old is new again. The Rolling Stones letting you pick their set list on this current tour. They are actually over in Europe right now. Hopefully they will make it back to the States. But they are just tweeting which songs they would most like to hear, and they're basically tallying them up, and that's what they're doing. That's cool.
As a band, one less thing for us to do.
Exactly. Let everybody else do our set list. I don't want to worry about it. Backstreet Boys say they're giving their music a bit more of an edge because they say they're no longer performing to tweens.
Mm-hmm.
Their fans are now, and I quote them, running businesses, they're taxpayers, they're the shot callers. But guess what? Your fans want to hear Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what they want to hear. Don't change it up.
And that's why they go.
Yes.
Because they want to relive that whole...
Yeah, I don't want edgy Backstreet Boys. You're Backstreet Boys, okay? And you know what? This is just, I'm excited because tickets go on sale today for TLC at Red Rock. Yeah!
I can tell you this. When Carla saw this, she freaked.
Oh, my God. And it's TLC and SWV. So you got TLC and Sisters with Voices. The concert is July 14th, like I say, at Red Rock. Tickets go on sale today. Oh, my God. You didn't do the rap, did you?
No, I didn't do the rap.
Okay, good. I'm not going to do
the only
rap.
Reason I know this song is from We're the Millers.
We're the Millers. Oh, I love it. I see a rainbow. That's your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour.
You're going to break it out?
Sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. So many stages, so many venues. Why go anywhere else?
You know, we've been telling people to night up.
Yes.
Game one, it's Monday night, T-Mobile Arena. They dropped the puck at 5 o'clock, taking on the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup playoff. You're going to be down at Toshiba Plaza. John was even saying he might go down there.
Yep, I think there are going to be a lot of people there on Monday.
We gave away those his and her hockey puck necklaces from Michael E. Minn and Diamond Jewelers.
Yep.
Fashion Show Mall. All right. Here are the winners.
Yes.
Robert Stevenson won the his.
Right.
And Kelly Smith won the hers.
Yeah. Man, that's so cool. They're beautiful, too.
I don't know if you went to our website to register to win or even check them out, but they really were cool with that big V.
Yes, they're absolutely gorgeous. And I actually went by Michael E. Minden and checked them out in person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, they're really nice.
You want to be a Vegas Golden Knights fan, the ultimate fan?
Yeah, great gift.
Wear one of those around your neck.
I know. I'm just saying. I think that Jody might want one of those. I'm just saying. Because I don't want to say it on the air.
What are you doing? Speak Out Friday already? I can't even understand a word you're saying. Just learned a new word myself when you were doing the Total Wine and More spot. Good Lord. By the way, talking about Speak Out Friday, you know we have those tickets for June Fest.
Yes.
So we're going to do another round of Speak Out Friday. Give you a chance to win in about 7 minutes. 7-8 minutes from now. Giving you a chance to win tickets for June Fest. Boy, Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn Berlin, and then, of course, Starship featuring Mickey Thomas and Vegas' own Stephanie Calvert.
Yes.
Who's been with the band for how long, Carla?
About 12 years.
12, 13 years.
Yeah, and I mentioned that on Facebook Live this morning, if you've seen them. And quite a few people have seen her with them and said, oh, my God, she's fantastic. And she really is.
I remember when she first joined the band. And somebody had seen her and with them and said, boy, wait until you see the girl that's singing all the Gray Slick parts. And I said, pretty good. They said, she's awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to her, catch up with her next week.
Good.
It's nice that she has a 702 area code.
I know. It's awfully nice.
So you don't get that long distance charge.
No, exactly.
Trying to save the company money, John.
You don't want to have to do that.
Here we go.
Call after 7 at night.
I remember those days, and I know we get off track every once in a while.
Once in a while.
You meet a girl, and you start dating her, and then she gives you the phone number.
Oh, man. Gotta dial a one.
Geez.
Oh, no.
Crap, my dad's gonna kill me.
Yeah, I gotta call you after seven.
Can you call me?
I got to factor in the time zone change. Oh, my relatives live in another time zone. So if I call after 7, it's after 9 there. I can't call too late.
So totally confused. Tickets for June Fest. All right. All you have to do is on Speak on Friday, figure out what Carla is saying. Listen closely. And I mean that. Listen closely. Here it is.
Luna is a lot for the listen.
I'm even afraid to guess on that last part. Something you wear leotards? All right, here it is one more time.
Luna is a lot for the listen. A little.
John, I yield to you.
Wow.
Just
Lila lives on lollipops, and then I don't understand the last one.
I tried to slow it down. I slowed it down a little bit, thinking that might help. This is slowed down. Listen.
Lila lives on lollipops.
Okay.
Oh, that's easy.
Really?
That's easy.
With the coin right in front of you, sure.
All right. Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. If you can guess correctly what Carla is trying to say.
So my guess wasn't correct? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Got the phone lines on hold. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. Look for caller number 9 next. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for June Fest on a Speak Out Friday. All you have to do is guess or try and guess what Carla is saying. Here you go.
Luna is a lot for the listen.
Linda, can you guess what the heck Carla is saying with the thing in her mouth?
All I can think of is, Linda, where's my wallet?
You know what?
That might be close enough to win.
You got two words in there.
Really?
Really?
That's good enough for me.
Yep, you got two words.
Oh, that's fabulous. What are you saying?
Listen.
All right.
Laura in my wallet has a little.
Laura, something in my wallet?
See, to you, that might, you think you're helping us?
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't do anything.
I know.
What was it?
It's moolah in my wallet for the weekend.
Oh.
See?
Okay, now it makes sense.
All I hear is yawning.
Why didn't I get that in the first place?
I think Mike heard Laurel, but
I
that's
did,
okay.
But I didn't want to say anything. You got the tickets. You're going to June Fest.
Yes.
All right. Rick Springfield.
Thank you.
Berlin. Terry Nunn, of course, Starship with Mickey Thomas. Get there early, 3 o'clock for Mike and Carla's pre-concert pool party. Enjoy the food and beer garden. Gates for the show open at 5. Wendy Rush, her band, Days Gone By.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to open the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And Linda, go ahead. Give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go, baby.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. If you've never heard of goat yoga, and we've talked about this before.
Oh, yes, we have.
It's a yoga class with goats roaming around, and they walk on you and stuff like that. Anyway, there was a yoga class in Georgia that was interrupted a few days ago. One of the goats gave birth.
Oh, nobody knew? Nobody knew this might happen? Wow.
I mean, when you hire the goats.
Oh, my gosh.
Shouldn't you already know that one of the goats is... PG?
But, well, it's discrimination, though, if you ask the goat. You can't ask the goat anymore. You can't do that.
My bad. 33-year-old woman in Florida, trying to be nice, go visit somebody in jail this month, passed up a good parking spot to get a better one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she hit reverse.
Oh, no.
Hit a cop car.
So
everybody gets out. Cops check her car.
Oh.
She's got drugs.
Oh.
She's driving on a suspended license.
Ooh.
Now she doesn't have to visit anymore.
Oh, my Oh, wrong place at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. Well, Wilma. Hey, listen, Alexa may soon offer users the option of a male voice instead. They say it works just like the current version, except when you say something to him, he immediately interrupts and just starts mansplaining. Here's what it's all about.
Really?
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Really?
Alexa, shut up. And, Mike, we've all had a little too much to drink at one point in our lives.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But you hate when this happens. 43-year-old guy up in Canada recently sentenced to nine months in jail. He got blackout drunk with a friend, but he texted him the next morning and said, "Dude, please tell me I didn't do anything stupid." Found out he'd bitten his friend's ear off. No way, dude. No.
Hold on. Can't hear you. Let me switch the phone to the other ear that you didn't bite off.
Oh,
went Mike Tyson on him.
Yes. Yes. I can honestly say that I've never done anything this stupid.
And you have drank a lot.
Yes, I have. Wow. Let's talk about my 40th birthday. Or not. You know what? It's Friday. That's your other news.
9:40 right now, and as we do, as we wrap up the show, we'd love to leave you with a feel-good story.
Yes.
Hopefully carry you throughout the day, and it's a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Well, the senior prom at James Buchanan High School in Mercersburg, PA, was just a month away after Carter Brown was killed in a car accident. So, Carter's father, Robert, escorted his late son's girlfriend, Kaylee, to the prom. He says, "My son was a great kid, caring, and Kaylee, his girlfriend, is such a sweetheart, and she's part of our family now. So I started thinking about it, and I knew that my son would want her to go to the prom, so I said, you know what, let's do this." Family was devastated. However, they say this just made all the difference in the world. She went. They had a ball. She and her boyfriend's dad, they had a blast. Lots of smiles, lots of laughs, lots of dancing.
Way to go, Dad.
I know. Way to bring it home, Dad. Good
nice.
For him. Good for him.
If you have a feel-good story you'd like us to read, all you have to do is email it to us through our website, 96.3kklz.com. All right, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, looking forward to a short work week next week.
Yep, but we will have more of those June Fest tickets to give away. Of course, Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn, Berlin, Starship as well. We will talk to Stephanie Calvert, by the way, one of the lead singers of Starship now. Yeah. And also, we will have tickets to see the one and only Blink 182.
You're excited about
it.
That.
I am. I love it.
All right, all that and a lot more. If you want to catch up, keep up with the KKLZ Morning Show, you can download a podcast of this show, plus showbiz news, interviews, and a lot more right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Go to 96.3kklz.com, and it'll take you right there. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the workday as we wrap up the work week. She'll have another pair of tickets for June Fest. Give those away at about 11:40, so stick around with her. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Please. Take a moment, observe those men and women who gave their lives for this country during the Memorial Day weekend. That's what it's all about. But we will talk to you when we come back Tuesday morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today. KKLZ.